I'm Rona Tarrant. Bishops have urged President Trump and Congress to reach a bipartisan solution to reopen the government and recognize the economic struggle facing federal workers and their families. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo and Bishop Joe Vasquez said they were encouraged by the president's plan to provide protections for beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program and temporary protected status, but said such protections must be permanent, not temporary. The bishops reiterated their objection to a wall along the US-Mexico border and expressed concern that Trump's latest proposal would make it more difficult for unaccompanied children and asylum seekers to access protection. The University of Notre Dame says it will cover murals in a campus building that depict Christopher Columbus in the Western Hemisphere. The school's president, John Jenkins, said the 12 paintings from the 1880s were intended to encourage immigrants, but he said they hide a darker side of the exploitation and repression of Native Americans. Jenkins said the murals will be covered, although they will still be occasionally displayed. A Native American student group praised the decision. Pope Francis has placed the Sistine Chapel Choir under the direct supervision of the Office of Papal Liturgical Ceremonies and appointed an archbishop as financial officer. The move, part of wider reform, comes amid a financial scandal still under investigation. The choir was previously under layman Michelangelo Nardella, who has been suspended while under investigation for financial scandals involving the choir administration. The investigations of the Vatican public prosecutor came after two internal investigations. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm is calling for a statewide investigation of the Catholic Church's response to allegations of sexual abuse of minors. The chief of staff for Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki responded by saying the archdiocese was among the first in the country to publicly release the names of offenders, and its files have been reviewed extensively by the Milwaukee County DA's office, attorneys and the federal courts. Last week, the Green Bay Diocese posted the names of more than 40 alleged offenders on its website, and the Madison Diocese said it's considering conducting a review that could lead to a similar move. World Youth Day gets underway in Panama today, with 150,000 pilgrims from 155 countries registered to take part. The numbers are expected to reach 500,000 for the final Mass with Pope Francis next Sunday. The Pope will be flying to Panama tomorrow. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.